This is the Classic Cafe with Beth Hunter here on Thunder Country KIIC.
Come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home.
Welcome to the Classic Cafe. Today is November 20th, 2019, and with me today are three veterans. I'm proud to have them on the show with me. We're going to start first with Bob Waugh. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Beth.
Tell me a little bit about who you are to the American Legion and your service in the United States Armed Forces.
I'm Bob Waugh, Department Vice Commander, serving District 1 and 5 for the Department of Iowa. Proud member of the Dowd's American Legion Post 494, and I served in Vietnam in the Army and served from 1969 to 71.
Thank you. And this was kind of your idea, by the way.
No.
Yes, it was.
It really was. We kind of put our heads together and made this happen. Randy Johnson is behind me and to my left. Good afternoon, Randy.
Hi, Beth.
And tell us about your service in the American Legion and in the Armed Forces.
Well, I'm the Department of Iowa District 5 Commander. Spent 22 years in the Air Force, and I'm a member of Post 296 in Deep River.
And also today with us is Gary Dustin. Will you share your mic with him? Gary Dustin is the commander of our local Albia Post. It's so good to see you, Gary. Tell us about your title in the American Legion and your service.
Hi, Beth. Yeah, I'm Gary Dustin, the post commander of the Albia American Legion, Post 136. I am also the District 5 Vice Commander. And I served in the Seabees from 1968 to 1972.
Thank you for your service to all three of you today. Welcome to the Classic Cafe. This is the American Legion's 100th anniversary in 2019. And how have you been celebrating in Dowd's and honoring that?
We've done it mainly through our community efforts and such, and just keep promoting that it is our obligation and service to our community, state, and nation to take care of our communities and such. And we had a banner made that shows our 100 years of service to our communities.
And that's Bob Waugh talking. And Bob, you serve in so many capacities. Now, next year, you are in line to be the state president of the American Legion?
I am candidate for our state commander for the Department of Iowa.
Well, congratulations on that. Are you eager for that? If you would, are you voted on then?
Yes. They will vote at our state convention on who will be their next commander. And yes, I'm eager. I'm looking very forward to being a commander if they will so have me.
I'm really humbled that you're here today because I know you listen to the Classic Cafe, and I know Randy does as well, and I get to see Gary so often. I thank you all for bringing announcements for the American Legion events in our area to Thunder Country KIIC so that we can talk about them. And you've been on, Bob, on your way to do classroom education for kids even and called.
Yes.
And said hello.
I love working with the youth of our in our schools and such, and very much appreciate being able to get into the schools and talk and educate our youth on Americanism and our programs.
One of the things that we are going to be talking about this hour is a decline in membership in the American Legion, but we've also been visiting for about an hour here. There might be a decline in membership, but those that are members are mighty and making things happen.
That is correct. I feel that we've got a strong urge to keep things going for the next 100 years and to just make it even that much better.
And, you know, I'm just going to sip on my hot cup of creamy coffee this hour. I probably won't tell anybody that you had to read your titles off of a piece of paper. I might not say that. It's just radio. That's all I'm saying, is it? I don't want you guys to get nervous because the microphones are open, because we've actually had some pretty good laughs. And one of the coolest things, Bob Waugh, who did you drive bus for?
Mitch Gowdy.
Mitch Gowdy, country music artist from Iowa, Mitch Gowdy. And Randy Johnson, who's your neighbor?
Tyler Richton.
Isn't that something?
And I know Beth Kelly.
And yeah, and Gary knows Beth Hunter. So there you go. We haven't rewritten any songs or any rules yet today. Hey, I want to do a quick look at our weather, as we do have some rain coming into our forecast. And that is coming in on the overnight tonight and into our Thursday as well. So we are looking at partly sunny skies late this afternoon. I think I do hear the hallelujah chorus because we're going to see a high around 56. It is a little bit breezy, but I hear there are motorcycles on the road right now. The motorcycles are out.
Yes, they are.
Because it is warm outside. In fact, it's 55 degrees out there right now. Now, rain on the overnight with a low around 48 degrees. We're seeing 100% chance of that. We could see up to a half and three quarters of an inch of rain. That's going to be wet. It's also going to make those fields greasy again. For our Thursday, a 50% chance of rain. That's in our morning hours. Cloudy skies throughout the day. And our temperature is going to be falling to around 37 degrees. It's going to be breezy. And we're going to have wind gusts out there as high as 34 miles per hour. So if you are out there, you've been combining or bringing those harvests in, probably Thursday you're going to get to take the day off or do something besides bring in the harvest, because it's not going to be a good day for that. The rain stops on the overnight Thursday night, and then it's mostly sunny and a high around 40 for your Friday. Saturday, sunshine, 45 for the high, and then Sunday, 49 for the high. I like these temperatures so much better than zero and snow.
Much better.
Yeah. And as we head into next week, Thanksgiving, I am going to say that we're going to see some sweatshirts, don't you think? We're going to see sweatshirts and footballs on Thanksgiving Day, so don't eat so much turkey you can't get out there and throw that ball around. So, Bob, before we get into the music today, I want to talk a little bit about why you're a fan of country music.
I didn't know there was any other kind.
That's a good answer.
For one thing.
That is a good answer. Now, Bob calls me often with requests, and most of them, you know, I do get played for you, don't I?
Yes, you do.
And you're a Gatlin Brothers fan, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And so Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers, you actually, as you travel and you do presentations for the American Legion, you play this song. I'm playing it today. It's an American with a Remington.
You gutless, worthless coward, you say I must convert or die. Well, you're gonna have to kill me, at least you're gonna have to try. Do Lexington and Concord mean anything to you? How about Bunker Hill or San Juan Hill or the island of Petaloo? You're not the first who's ever tried to kill me. Tearing down the barrel of my gun, 'cause I'm an American with a Remington.
My daddy's Remington helped me put food on our table when he came home from the war disabled. Like him, I
I'm an American
with
That is Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers, an American with a Remington. They're talking about doing some hunting and protecting themselves with those guns. Randy Johnson, you served 22 years and retired from, did you say the Air Force?
Yes, I did.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That's a lot of years. You really loved your service.
Sure, I did. I
appreciate that.
I'd do it again if I had
time. So how long have you been a member of the Legion, the American Legion?
11 years.
Okay. So one of the things that the American Legion does is it promotes patriotism. And so after 22 years of serving in the Air Force, what is your proudest thought?
The 22 years itself, I guess. I mean, I never had a bad day in 22 years. I always wanted to go to work. No matter where I was stationed, I wanted to go to work.
And so did you enlist?
Yes, I did.
And what inspired you to do that?
Family, I think, more than anything. Just to carry on what my family had done. And I had no idea I was going to spend 22 years doing it. But.
So you come from generations of servicemen and women. How far back does your family go into
service?
Well,
as far as my dad goes, there was... Him and my mom produced 9 veterans, and which turned into 44 American Legion family memberships.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So your father was a serviceman as well?
Yes.
Okay, and tell us about his branch of service and how long he served.
He was in Korea.
Okay.
Served 3 years. He was in Chorwon. I know that for sure. He was in 50 to 53.
Okay. And what inspired him? Was it a generation ahead of that?
No. The draft was going on for one thing. He didn't get drafted, but it was going on, and it was just a thing to do back then, just like it was when I did it in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
It was the thing for me to do.
Mm-hmm. So you learned patriotism. You lived patriotism in your home.
Yeah.
9 kids, every single one?
No, not 9 kids. Nine veterans. There were 6 of us kids, and out of that mess, if you will, 9 veterans was created.
Okay,
and then it snowballed to the 44 American Legion family memberships between the American Legion, the Auxiliary, the Sons.
That's incredible. That is incredible. So, what's your favorite part of being a part of the American Legion?
What we're doing right now.
Oh, promoting the American Legion.
Promoting the American
Continuing
Legion.
To serve our country beyond your years of service.
That's what it's all about. We're here for a number of reasons. We want members, of course. We've got to stop our membership slide.
Mm-hmm.
And we will in District 5, I believe. At least I hope we do.
And District 5, what cities, where do you draw your membership from in District 5?
There's 49 posts. The one farthest west is Mount Air. The one farthest east is Richland. We go north to Grinnell. Mm-hmm. So if you draw a line down Highway 92, we're 2 counties wide from Mount Air to Richland.
Very good.
14 counties, 3,000 members.
So Randy, let's talk about what makes a decline in your membership? Where do you think that's coming from?
We know where it's coming from. It's coming from veterans passing on.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest disgrace for us right now is that we're letting people go out the door. We're letting current members slip out the door without renewing. We've got to stop that. We've got to create an environment for our younger people and make them stick around.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like them all to stick around. We've got jobs for them. I mean, you got the 3 of us sitting here right now, and we're going to be doing something again tomorrow, too, and the day after that. And I know Gary will be doing stuff around here, and Bob and I are going to meet the National Vice Commander tomorrow and the next day. And we've been doing that all week, too, already. So we've got a full week.
Thank you for doing that. You know, this is a real country music station, and so I've got a real country music song for you that I'm going to play for you today, Randy, okay?
Good, thanks.
I think it's one you will really, really like.
pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Pop a top again. I think I'll have then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Top again. I think I'll have another round. Sit 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Pop a top again.
All right, you're listening to the Classic Cafe on a Wednesday. I am Beth Hunter, hanging out here with some wonderful American veterans, and one of them is Gary Dustin. He is the command post for the American Legion here in Albia, and the patriotism runs high here in Monroe County, Gary.
It sure does. Yes, Beth.
I want to say thank you for all of the things that the American Legion does, for the dinners that you all have, the scholarships that you provide through the schools, also all that you do for the Welcome Home Soldier Monument. We've just now gotten our Freedom Rock painted and unveiled, and you've really been the leader at the helm of that, the whole... Through all of that, you continue to serve.
Yes. At least part of that group, anyhow, that has tried to push the veterans forward in their trying to get veterans and mm-hmm. get people to understand what the Legion is all about. We've got a thing coming up here in the near future, Victorian Strolled, and the American Legion Post here is responsible for the meal, soup, the food for that, which is a big thing for us, and hopefully people come down to the Legion and enjoy that part of it. And then and personally, I had a great honor. The last home football game we had this year, they honored me as a veteran. And that school is very sympathetic to the veterans and very, what do I want to say?
I would say supportive.
Supportive of the veterans, yes. They're very good. They have a program for us, and they honor the veterans. And so this community is very good as far as supporting veterans. As you said, the Welcome Home Soldier is another group.
Isn't that an amazing sight?
It is.
It is. And people from all over the world. It's not serving just people here in the local community. And I love seeing the posts of when folks come and say, I was just there. And, of course, anyone who has served can be on the wall. It's not or be honored there. So it's not just for our local community. And it's humbling to see people that have had their names either put on the wall or a monument put up at the Welcome Home Soldier Monument.
It's very nice. And, yeah, any veteran can have their name put on the wall. And it's still continuing in development, and there'll be more things to come.
Now, just a couple of weekends ago, we had the fundraising dinner for the Welcome Home Soldier Monument. Sheraton Valley Rural Electric Cooperative gave $7,500 to that effort. Thank you.
Yeah, it was the community really 100% stands behind it, and Jim Keller there's a group that on the board that and Tyler Bowley's another one, and Max, and they're just, I don't want to say too many names.
I know, but around here we know that stuff.
Yeah,
we do.
They're really good about promoting veterans.
I'm thinking, because we were talking about membership with Randy, and I was thinking that for the dinner, for the American Stroll, folks could go over there and have a meal, but if you see people there having a good time putting that soup on, it might inspire you to want to be a member and be a part of that group.
I'm sure we can sign you up.
Yeah,
if you're eligible.
I see it rolling.
We carry a little application form right there.
Right there in your pocket. I can see that, Gary, sticking right out. And I hear you have to be a pretty good cribbage player to get in, though.
Not from my standpoint, you don't have to be.
You haven't been playing in any championships lately?
Well,
you haven't
no.
been late for anything because you were playing cribbage, Gary?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Gail Johnson is sitting downstairs in the car. Gail, what are you doing in the car? Climb the stairs. It's only two flights. Come on up. And I'm sure that you're a good sport, and you must have a heck of a sense of humor, because I've only been here with Randy for about an hour and a half, and I can see that you have your hands full. He's nothing but work. He is nothing but work. Still talking with these great veterans about the American Legion as they are celebrating their 100th anniversary. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a little bit, but right now I'm going to put some music in the air. It's Cody Jinks singing Merle Haggard. I kind of like it.
Wish I was down on some blue bayou, a bamboo cane stuck in the sand. But the road I'm on, it don't seem to go there. So I'll just dream and keep on being the way I am. Wish I enjoyed what makes my living. Did what I do with a willing hand. Some would run. No, but that ain't like me. So I'll just dream and keep on being the way I am. The way I am don't fit my shackles. The way I am, reality I can almost see. Just dream.
The Way I Am. That is Cody Jinks. Did I hear him yodel? I didn't hear the Jimmy Rogers yodel on that. I think it's because we were just talking and visiting and enjoying a day of fellowship here with the American Legion members. And Bob Waugh, being the 100th year of the American Legion, there's a lot to talk about. Let's talk about why we have an American Legion.
The American Legion goes back to our basic findings that our World War vets set up, and it all goes back to our four pillars that we're founded on: VA&R, which is Veteran Administration and Rehabilitation, a strong national defense, Americanism, and children and youth. And I love working with children and youth because that is our future in this country.
So you said that one of the functions of the American Legion is to keep the VA running well, but they are two separate entities.
That is correct. Some people think that the American Legion is the VA. It is not. A VA is a government-run entity. The Legion strives and lobbies very hard for our veterans' rights and the things that they earned by being a veteran, and trying to see that the government keeps the VA running as efficiently as possible.
And Randy, you had some comments on that.
Yeah, I'd like to throw something in there about our own Department of Iowa Veterans Service Office in Des Moines at the Federal Building. These guys are great. There's five people that work up there. They handle, I don't remember how many phone calls they take a day or how many people are processed, but I do know last year they processed somewhere between $10 and $14 million in VA benefits for veterans. Now, you don't have to be an American Legion member to use the Department of Iowa Veterans Service Office, but I think about half of the people that do are Legion members. But that's one service that we can offer, and it may be a little bit of the reason that there's a confusion there between what the Veterans Administration does and what we're doing here, something kind of special in the Department of Iowa in Des Moines.
Thank you so much for that. Let's talk one more time. Give me those four pillars just one more time for our listeners, Bob.
VA&R, Veteran Administration and Rehabilitation, strong national defense, Americanism, and children and youth.
And Americanism, you do a lot of presentations around the state of Iowa and beyond?
Yeah, pretty much just in confined to Iowa.
Within
here.
In the state of yes. Iowa. And what are some of the highlights of that for you?
The highlights are just, it's just the feeling that it gives me working with basically the children and youth. Just to build that foundation. A perfect example was at Veterans Day. I spoke with the kids at the Harmony Elementary Center, and I talked about what a veteran is, and I've got a big check that I use for my visual, and it's the check that every veteran has signed to the citizens of the United States of America in the amount of and up to including their life. And then when I was in Cedar Rapids last week to the state girls' volleyball tournament, this little boy from Harmony School walks up to me and he said, "You're the guy that talked to us on Veterans Day, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "I told my mom and dad I'm going to sign one of them checks someday."
Oh, my goodness. That is powerful. That is powerful. Good. This is the Classic Cafe. You know, I think we better catch up on some news and some words from our sponsors. I'm enjoying this hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When I see sunrise in the morning, when I feel the wind blow across my face, when I hear the sound of cheer. I know it's all part of God's amazing grace. And I believe
Jimmy Fortune, I believe. God and country music and Americans right here in the Classic Cafe. Today I'm so proud to have these three gentlemen joining me. Bob Waugh, thank you so much for being here for the Classic Cafe today. And also Gary Dustin and Randy Johnson. And Gail has made it up the stairs. Hello, Gail. You have your hands full at home. We know that. I've learned that in the last hour. I have my roller skates on, and I can't keep up with them. There's a really, really great camaraderie here. Just looking out over all of southern Iowa, out these great windows. Isn't it just beautiful, Bob?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Beautiful day out there.
Yeah, it really is. So one of the things you had said to me, you had asked me to play a particular song, and I said I needed to send that through channels before I could play it, and I really don't want to go into that today, but one of the things that you said that day was, that is not what I fought for. And it was like a punch in the gut. I felt so awkward and so uncomfortable. I felt like I had really dishonored your service and the fact that you signed that check with your life to serve this country. I felt that way, Bob. So what I would love to hear from you, and I think I know your heart, you did serve this country. Tell me, as you're teaching throughout the state, what is the one thing you believe is the inspiration, the one thing that you really did fight for?
The one thing that I felt that I fought for and still do today is that emblem of our country and our hearts. is that flag. That flag means so many things to me. Every time I see that flag, it reminds me of the ones that didn't come home with me. And that's one reason today that I feel so strong with our fifth grade flag essay contest. I want to hear what that flag means to these children out there.
What kind of answers are you getting?
All kinds. Actually, our state winner last year was a immigrant, Chinese gal. And her essay was absolutely wonderful about what that flag meant to her coming here to this country. And you listen to her essay, and then you understand why some of the immigrants know more about our country than some of our own kids do.
It's that freedom, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's that freedom.
It's exactly what she was after.
Mm-hmm. And it is pretty incredible. Someone had written to me the other day and was telling me about being in a situation, a cultural situation, actually. And she said, I was really uncomfortable because I know that culture and I know how the women are treated in that culture. And that's another piece of freedom that means so much to each and every one of us, that we do strive for equality. We do want to be treated equal, and we do want to be able to work where we want to work and be a part of organizations like the American Legion. That is a freedom. It's not something someone tells us we can or cannot do.
No. President Reagan said that very, very well in his statement about freedom is but one generation away. It is not handed down through blood, but must be fought for from generation to generation.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, this clock chases me around all the time. You guys know that. So I am going to take a commercial break, and we will be back with our veterans today in the Classic Cafe. Hey, stick around because, I wish I could just accidentally leave the microphones open because there's actually some pretty good banter going on, and I don't know, Randy Johnson gets thrown out the window first. That's all I'm saying.
For rain and thank him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Take a break.
Blake Shelton, God's Country. You are listening to Thunder Country, KIIC. It's time for us to check in on the commodities before the clock chases us right up to 1 o'clock. Go ahead, put your hands in your pockets. All right, as we're heading out of the Classic Cafe today, I'm Beth Hunter, Bob Waugh, Gary Dustin, and Randy Johnson. Thank you so much for joining me today. Do you see it?
Yes, the Orange Blossom Special is coming through.
It is Charlie Daniels sitting on the engine. Thank you guys so much. You want to start naming names and letting people know that you think they were listening out there today?
Yeah, but I don't see the train.
What?
Wake up, Deep River in District 5. Listen to us here.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for setting your dial to 96.7. I'll be back tomorrow. Ooh, it'll be Thursday. Hey, tonight, 8 o'clock, my buddy Pat Flaherty has Classics on Vinyl. Be sure to join him for that live show here on KIIC. I'll see you sooner. That's better than later. We're going to have to help Randy out because he doesn't see the train. That means something ain't right.
I do want to thank you, Beth, for today. It's been thoroughly an enjoyable day, and we do it for God and country.
Thank you.
Very good.